The subject of this lecture is spiritual focus in a time of crisis. Now, when we talk about spiritual focus, we're not talking about some mystical mumbo jumbo. We're talking about the focus for your life direction. Are you going in the direction where you're supposed to be? We are not going to take the side of this or that religion in this discussion, but we use, for purposes of education, the Indian concept of Dharma, the ancient Indian concept of Dharma. In this concept, every person has a role in life, and we don't pretend to know yours. And we don't presume to show you an exact 100% perfect system where you can determine your role. But there is a big picture. And this is oriented to people out there who feel they have determined their role. We don't presume to give advice to everybody out there or know exactly what everybody should be doing in their individual life. This message is aimed at people we would call political activists, political prophets, soldiers in a campaign to change the course of history, soldiers in a campaign to redirect politics today from a system of death to a system of life. We have discussed in other lectures the contradiction between the natural world that goes on for billions of years and the current world systems, which are in contradiction to nature, are trying to destroy nature, which of course is hopeless. They can't do that. But if they try continue to destroy nature, they are going to destroy themselves. People as a species will become extinct. Now, their moral rules and moral guidelines about what's going on. We are going to discuss the complete disaster in America in 2020. America's problems have been building for a long time, and there are serious questions about the whole concept of America as some sort of model for the world. We don't buy that concept, but that's for another lecture. Suffice to say that America is in a great state of crisis. Things have been going downhill for a long time. For ordinary people, average wages peaked back in 1973. The minimum wage in constant dollars is now back to where it was in the 50s. Meanwhile, we have all sorts of billionaires roaming around influencing the political system, and it's not a very happy situation. In 2016, a mentally disturbed person was elected president of the country. Great problems have followed, but it's very important not to isolate Trump. The election of Trump was the culmination of a long, long series of problems that were building for years. The departure of Trump is not going to be a magic solution to problems. We supported Mr. Biden. We like Mr. Biden. But it is not at all clear that he is going to be what's necessary to turn things around. We wish him well, and we hope he can do so, but it would be very foolish to assume that. Now, getting back to the main point here, millions and millions, tens of millions of people in this country are facing total and complete disaster in a whole series of different ways. 270,000 people have already been killed by the virus. 2,000 are dying each day. Not a good situation. But far more important than that are the millions upon millions who are being financially destroyed. And financial destruction leads to health destruction, leads to death, because America is the only country that does not have national health insurance. Right. So, all this not a good situation. Now, our message to people is what to do. Obviously, those of you who are facing life-threatening disaster have to deal with that. We don't have any magic solution for you. We don't. You're going to have to deal with what you got to deal with. But it's important to keep focused on larger objectives and keep doing something on larger political, spiritual objectives. It may sound romantic, it may sound unrealistic, it may sound irresponsible, but our experience is when you keep focused on your main goals, other problems have a tendency to disappear. It doesn't mean they're just going to automatically disappear if you do nothing. You need to focus on those problems too. But if you get so tangled up in all your problems that you stop doing anything as far as the larger agenda is concerned, that tends to lead to a further downward spiral that destroys everything. That's the point of this lecture. You need to be spiritually focused in the midst of the crisis. We don't have a magic solution to your problems. We don't. And that's all we can say. So there can be hope. There can be hope if you keep focused on the larger objective. If we collectively do not change the course of history, we're all going to be annihilated. That's the reality. So that's the point of this lecture. We wanted to make that statement. For those of you out there who have the spiritual awareness to know what we're talking about, this is for you. This is for you. This means you. You know who you are. You know what you must do. We present this as a source of hope, as a light in the darkness, as a center of direction in the global apocalypse that is taking place.